Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I, of course, want you to holler at me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're a little too afraid to give me a call, feel free to email a brother, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear from you because you know I like hearing from y'all. Y'all make my days and nights sometimes with some of the stuff that y'all send me. It is hilarious. Also, social media with me. Go to Facebook. Excuse me. And request to join my Smooth Drama page. Me or Mr. J will hook you up. And just if you Google Smooth Drama, wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me. We can talk a taste on it because I'm a nice, friendly kind of guy like that. Oh, today is Global Hip Hop Day. It's the birthday of hip-hop, they have declared, June 8th, the 40-year birthday of hip-hop. It's kind of cool. And we'll be talking hip-hop most of the night. Y'all, most of you know me, I'm a hip-hop guy through and through. But, I mean, I look at hip-hop the same way I look at soul music. They're all the same. They come from the same positive energy from the struggle. What is the real struggle though is watching these Cavaliers against Golden State. Man, everybody was like, yeah, we about to get some real basketball. Yeah, it's about to be on and cracking. No, we are not getting real basketball. Although last night's game was way better, but still, they got smacked in the end. And I've got a culprit. You know, I've been saying it for a while now. It's the Kardashian curse. If you're getting Kardashian pussy, or somebody is on the team is getting Kardashian pussy, they are not going to perform correctly. Who is the beneficiary of this awe-inspiring, energy-sucking Kardashian pussy? Talent-sucking Kardashian pussy. Tristan Thompson, starting center from Cleveland Cavaliers. Haven't even called his name the whole series. Forgot that he was even out there when he was out there. Why? He's the beneficiary of that legendary Kardashian pussy, Khloe Kardashian, who just came out, had her little article out there talking about her marriage with Lamar Odom. And, you know, she was asked the question, has she ever tried getting pregnant? She said yes. And then she said, I fake tried. I was married, but I knew the circumstances weren't the healthiest. So I just kept pretending I was doing it. Now, I don't know what fake doing it is. I mean, you know, I know what trying to get pregnant is. I mean, she's saying she was trying to get pregnant, but she was faking like she. I don't know how you fake like you was trying to get pregnant. I mean, unless she's just gonna say, well, hey, I was on birth control the whole time, and that's why I didn't get pregnant. But, you know, it's these things. I mean, because she ruined Lamar Odom. I mean, Lamar Odom was the champion, was the all-star player, got some of that Kardashian pussy, and just never been the same. James Harden is eligible to be MVP this year, had his greatest year this year. Last year, he had one of his worst years. Guess who James Harden was kicking it with? I give you a guess. KK. Yeah. And I'm talking about, well, no, it ain't KK, it's CK. Like the same thing, Khloe Kardashian. Oh, is she KK? One of them. Doesn't matter. Anyway, she is a ruiner of black men. You know, it's one of those things. You get what you ask for. You ask for some of that Kardashian pussy. I guess it's just one of them things. Whatever she's doing, maybe she's one of them old sirens, as they call it. You know, that they call on to the men, they can't stop themselves. But when you get in the Kardashian pussy, bam, automatically your game falls off. Enough of that. Speaking of falling off, apparently Hooters is being challenged. There's a company, a new restaurant called Twin Peaks, and you know, and they're increasing their sales, and it's a casual dining place, and of course it has the Twin Peaks girls, and supposedly the system sales is increasing by 63% from 2013 to 2015, and it has 80 locations, and they're trying to expand. And you know, I was sitting up there like Hooters, Twin Peaks. I hear all that, and Twin Peaks is, you know, two titties, whatnot. And I'm sitting up there thinking like, what about black folks? Where's our sexploitation sports bar franchise? You know, I mean, you got Hooters, Twin Peaks, you got these places. I'm like, where's ours? So, I, of course, smooth drama fashion, you figure, hey, you create your own, right? So, y'all tell me what y'all think of these names. Chocolate Walls. Bootyful. Junk in the Trunk. And for the ladies, Mandingos. And one of my favorites, and don't judge me, Chocolate Camel Toes. You know, you go to Chocolate Camel Toes, it's like, or you go to Chocolate Walls. I mean, but my favorite was the Chocolate Camel Toes, because you would have all the women with the outfits, and they would have the shorts, they would have that, you know, I would hire people who got some extra, and they in the front they would have like a dark skinned camel with the camel toes right there as an exaggeration. I'm just saying it's marketing. Don't judge me. I've got a sick mind, yes, but it would be awesome. I mean, and you know, a brother franchise, the Mandingos for the ladies, because you know, we know the ladies like going to the sports bars too. So they can go to the Mandingos and it'd be a bunch of dudes. And they would wear their tights with the exaggerated, I mean, we would make it where the dudes have to like have the sock, the extended sock, so it'd be like the exaggerated penis just bam sticking, jutting out on the side of the tights. It's not, I mean, they won't be short, so it's not hanging out. We won't have no tip action hanging out. I'm just saying it would be like, boom. So, you know, the ladies get an eyeful. So maybe it'd be some dudes that, you know, they have like one of them dildos put on there as special effect, or maybe we can just get dudes that's just blessed like that. I'm guessing the ladies would be going to these sports bars. I don't know if the fellas would be going there with you. I'm sure it'd be some guys that'd be like, well, that's where all the honeys go, so they'd be there too. But yeah. Ladies, you take your special gay friend there. You know, because you know all the ladies, y'all got that special gay dude friend. He'd be down to go with you. You going to Mandingo's, girl? You know I'm going with you. It's my favorite restaurant. I'm just saying, black folks, y'all tell me which one y'all like. Chocolate Walls, because, you know, Chocolate Walls, it's just bootyful. Because the shorts is full of booty. It's full. Junk in the trunk. Do I even have to explain that? Mandingo's and Chocolate Camel Toes. My personal favorite. Y'all tell me. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. Email a brother. Let me know what y'all think of the new black sports bar, sexploitation sports bar franchise. I'm not saying it's a segregated racial thing. I'm just saying, you know, those restaurants about the breasts, and I appreciate a nice pair of breasts, no doubt. But I'm saying, you know, black men, we appreciate that ass. It's like that A. It's like, bam. Brothers wouldn't stop going. I'm just saying. See. and speaking, I'm gonna go back to why the black sports bar was important and what it has to do with first ever global hip hop day. You know, hip hop. What is the hip hop video without the Gluteus Maximus all up in it? I mean, I know I'll date myself. You know, one the my word here, plethora of juicy booty videos. I mean, there's the one that everybody knows, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back. My personal favorite, LL Cool J, Big Old Butt. I can just watch that video every day, all day. You know, the whole Lisa got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but Lisa got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. Don't do that. Anyway. You know, June 8th, it's marking the Global Hip Hop Day. And they're saying that we're celebrating the global and cultural impact of the genre that was started some 40 years ago. And this first ever event, which is held in conjunction with the New York Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment, the Office of the Bronx Borough President, and the New York radio station Hot 97, will take place in the Bronx and will commemorate hip-hop's ability to unite people and create positive impact around the globe. Apparently today there was a public proclamation and an unveiling of the Hip-Hop Boulevard at 1520 Sedgwick Avenue, which is purportedly the birthplace of hip-hop and home of legendary hip-hop pioneer Kool Herc. And the ceremony will recognize Fat Joe, Slick Rick, Kool Herc, and the Lox as this year's icon honorees for their vast musical contributions. And, you know, that's cool. You know, I mean, I see Slick Rick, but I'm in Kool Herc, but I'm like Fat Joe and Lox. I'm like, Fat Joe and the Lox for the first Global Hip Hop Day celebration their vast musical contributions. The Lox, not Run DMC. The Lox. I mean, I know they did an album, but I mean, did more like more than 150 people buy it? Their vast musical contributions. The Lox. Yeah. I mean, because you think of hip-hop groups, you know, not Run DMC, not Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, nah, the Lox. It just, I don't know what I was thinking. I'm just missing that. And Fat Joe, once again, another one. He's cool. I mean, he did lean back. He did lean back. Yeah. Vast musical contributions. I mean, it's, you know, I guess in underground New York Bronx contributions that he did. I'm like, no KRS-One. Rock Him. I mean, I'm just, I don't know. I guess. See, now when I think of groups, I'm a go to a group that probably nobody would think of that I would think of as a musical group that was very influential. And one of the albums that me and my homies we played all the time, and it's Ghetto Boys, Grip It On That Other Level. Now, there are a lot of songs on that album that will never see the light of mainstream day because, just whatever you do, just Google Ghetto Boys Grip It On That Other Level and look at the titles of those songs. The songs are as bad as that thing. And, I mean, hey, don't judge me. I was a youngster. We were youngsters. We loved that album. They had everything. Hardcore blackness and extreme hate and violence, as well as superior degradation of women. I'm not going to play that song. I'm going to play the Black Power song. This is Ghetto Boys. No sellout.
Uncle Tom, you want some? Drop a lot, ain't the one. Find another son. P.E., give me one quoted. The grip struck a nerve with the Jews when he told it. CBS was just looking for a reason to get him out, and that was all they needed. I wasn't surprised by his tactics. I knew it would happen, but I didn't know exactly. Triple Cross, go to hell. You think since you did, that will start narrating fairy tales? Think again, sucker. If I was the belt, you couldn't make me buckle. Forget old boys, still bringing the noise. You're losing your paws, getting played like toys. Selling the enemy info. That's what got us where we were 200 years ago. Saw a dollar sign sitting your captain. Without sacrifice, ain't nothing happening. The plan is to hold us back. The ultimate goal is total control. Remember that, Jack? Griff, I got your slack. And I'ma hold it till you get back. Cause I ain't gonna sell out.
I care about angering you.
Somebody
has to stick the truth against it. What do I care about angering you?
Your host, Mr. F the N word. That was the Ghetto Boys off of my low key top five favorite album. That is just, it is no good for the ladies to listen to at all. I'm sorry. Griffin on that other level. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, man. Also, once again, happy birthday, hip-hop. Whew. It's that time. I kind of love this time of the show. It's where I talk about my dumb ass of the week. Actually, it's like there were so many dumb asses. I kind of, it's like it's conglomerate. And so these segments, my dumb ass of the week, and my hater of the week, it's like they both had like triple threats. So I'm just going to run them off. And yeah, because to me, they were a tie. Starting with this first one here. It was a man who was wanted for failing to register as a sex offender. He was, you know, he was on the run. How'd they catch him? He was participating in a karaoke contest in New Hampshire. DJ Bernie Dell recognized Ronald Doobie Jr. at the North Kilmsford Pub. He says that Doobie Jr. actually messaged him days before the contest. He said, he contacted me and said, "Hey, where are you going to be for karaoke? Where are you hosting your shows? I can't be in New Hampshire. I have to be in Massachusetts." And so, you know, homie was featured days earlier as Fugitive of the Week on New Hampshire TV in newspapers and online. And because the U.S. Marshal said he failed to register as a sex offender based on a 1995 conviction for sexual assault on a victim under age 13. So, DJ Delano had the police on speed dial just in case dude shows up. And, of course, he showed up because he had to have that karaoke. Karaoke. That's really dumb. Man. You're on the run, but I got to have that karaoke. I don't know what I'm gonna do. So yeah, that's contender number one. Karaoke. Contender number two is a Pennsylvania man who was jailed on charges because he choked his new bride when they fought over cash gifts received at their wedding. John Delosier attacked his wife after they returned home from their wedding on Saturday. Delosier accused his wife of only caring about the money before he attacked her. Yeah, he's in jail on charges of simple assault, harassment, and strangulation. Now, do I have to explain that one? You're married. It's a wedding gift for you both. And what does he do? I'm gonna choke. What? No, it's like it's both of y'all's money. You choke your woman out. Yeah, not smart. And I'm gonna take an educated guess that they ain't gonna work. I'm gonna take that guess that the marriage just started off on the wrong foot. I don't think it's going to work out for him. I could be wrong. I mean, you know, many people have gotten over being choked out fighting over wedding gifts, I guess. Maybe. I just don't think fighting and choking your woman out on your wedding night is going to be good for your marriage. But maybe he'll prove me wrong. Maybe. I doubt it, though. Last but not least, my last dumbass is the woman, a Canadian woman. Just in case y'all thought that Canada was the racial kumbaya space. You know, you think of Canada, everybody think, oh, ain't no racism in Canada. The slaves escaped to Canada. They love everyone in Canada. Just in case, there's a white woman who's in the Asian grocery store in Canada telling them to go back to China while she's ordering the Chinese food. She's on video hollering at them. None of these people speak English. Go back to China. This is Canada. English first country. If you're going to work here, it's the law to know English. Like, they speak like four different languages in Canada, but doesn't matter. Now, aside from the obvious, the racist part, we can just talk about it's not smart to holler at people who's about to fix your food. It's one of those, you kind of figured, like, there's a reasonable expectation. If you're hollering at me, telling me, hey, you know, I need to go back to China, whatnot, I'm going to spit in your food. I'm going to pee in your food. I might drop a dookie in your food. I mean, it's reasonable expectation. But hey, I hope it tastes good. I hope it tastes good. Those are my dumbasses of the week. I couldn't leave any of those three out. They were extra special. And now, of course, it's time for my hater of the week.
Hate, 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 hate. I hate you.
And who is my special hater of the week? There are so many. It's hard, but there's a special person. Who holds a place in my heart? Betty Shelby. Betty Shelby, who is a terrible human being. And the racist cracker-ass cracker. If you don't know who Betty Shelby is, she is the woman who killed Terrence Crutcher in Oklahoma. Remember Terrence Crutcher, the man that was apparently his car had broken down. He's trying to fix his car, and she, you know, shot him and killed him. She came up with a whole bunch of different excuses. One of them was, I lost my hearing. I went deaf for a second. She was on 60 Minutes this past Sunday, saying that Crutcher caused his own death by failing to comply to her orders. She, of course, insisted that race had nothing to do with her shooting and killing an unarmed man, unarmed black man. She also came out and said, well, hey, the lynch mob is after me. the lynch mob is after her. She even goes on to say, hey, it was his actions that made me kill him. At the same time, she acknowledges that he was not being aggressive. So, Betty Shelby, my hater of the, you know, she'll need a week. I mean, technically, she's the hater of the, although there's a bunch of Betty Shelby's out there. She's on 60 Minutes, and I'm hating on 60 Minutes because they had her racist cracker ass on the show talking bad about a man who she said was not complying, which I guess in the bizarro world, not complying is putting your hands up in the air and putting your hands on the car like they tell you to do, because, you know, that's kind of what they require you to do. I mean, I think it's even in the movies that you watch. You watch a movie and they'll say, hey, put your hands up. Put your hands on the car flat, which is what Terrence Crutcher did. Now, of course, she says he was not aggressive. And maybe, once again, in the bizarro world, because we all saw it on video, that, I mean, he was complying. So obviously, because he was complying and not aggressive, he was not complying. Because the video, it be skewing the facts as we know it. I mean, we've seen way too many video over the past few years for us to believe what our eyes are telling us. There's no way that that's the truth. It's unreliable. You know, because, shit, I mean, he's very threatening. Putting his hands up, that's very threatening. I've seen grown men put their hands up, and I've been scared to death. It was like, oh, my God, he's got his hands up. What am I going to do? I'm feeling threatened, and maybe he's going to kill me with his hands up, unarmed, backing away from me. You know, because there's nothing more threatening than a black man with his hands up, backing away, complying, but not complying because he's on video unarmed being shot by the victim, Betty Shelby. Terrible human being and cracker ass cracker. Now, one of my listeners told me I was being too cruel when I wished cancer on racist people. I should not wish that. So I'm not going to wish cancer. I'm gonna wish bed bugs and AIDS, and I'm trying to think of what else I can wish on the hating ass cracker lying no good, terrible human being. If y'all can think of something, please let me know. Email the brother if you got some positive suggestions, because cancer was too cruel. So I'm need y'all to help me out. And speaking of helping you out, there's a senator, Jayon Ward, who it had had this bill passed and introduced into the Virginia Senate, and it was signed into law by Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, a Democrat, on Monday, that aims to teach young drivers how to interact with the police. I mean, it's positive, right? You know, we had talked to our sons, my husband and I did, and we were having the same discussions over so many years later. And so Ward wanted to make sure her grandson was receiving the exact same information present in the state's driver's code. And I quote her, "And that's when I found out that there was nothing in the code that even talked about proper interaction with law enforcement if you're ever pulled over." So this new law is going into effect on July the 1st, which requires driver education programs in the Virginia public school system teach students about law enforcement procedures for traffic stops, along with the appropriate actions to be taken by drivers during traffic stops, and appropriate interactions with law enforcement officers who initiate traffic stops. And the State Board of Education will work with the state police to make the changes to the education program. Man, that sounds really good. I was like, woo! Except there's no reality to this bill. I mean, because last time I checked, we kind of already did that. You know, I mean, it's a Virginia thing, I guess. But all across the United States, and I'm guessing other parts of the world too, fathers and mothers have had parents, let's just say parents, have had that discussion with their young Black children. Hey, you know, the cops is trying to kill you. If you do something stupid, they're going to shoot you. Now, we know, and I'm not even being facetious, you know, because I told my son, hey, this you got to be calm and cool. Don't make no sudden movements. You have to be the iceberg slim of all icebergs. You got to be the iceberg that took the Titanic down. You got to be so cool. But even then, that doesn't matter. I mean, just got through talking about this terrible human being, Betty Shelby, who killed Terrence Crutcher, who was complying. He couldn't have complied anymore. So you can pass a law on how to comply, but the problem is not the complier. It's the officer who does not value the complier's life, which is the issue. Always has been the issue. Our lives mean nothing to them. So complying or not, you get shot. You get killed. I mean, you get shot at, choked out, whatnot. Doesn't matter. What can you do? And I'm not going to end this segment on that. Because, as I said, this is Hip Hop Global Birthday. June the 8th, 2017. This is the first one. And When I think of hip hop, you know, I think about the as I said earlier, they were the Bronx is Fat Joe. No disrespect to Fat Joe, but when I think of the Bronx, I think of KRS-One, Boogie Down Production. I mean, he had the song South Bronx. he's the one that put them on the map. He did the song. And so, and from that album, Criminal Minded, you know, which is one of my favorite albums of all time, came one of my favorite songs of all time. And I'm going to share it with y'all. This is KRS-One, Boogie Down Productions, Criminal Minded.
Boogie Down Production, Duction, Duction. We'll always get paid. We'll take the wackiest song, and make it better. Remember to let us into your skin, cause then you'll begin to master rhyming. Criminal minded, you've been blinded. Looking for a guy like mine, you can't find it. They are the audience, I am the lyricist. Sometimes suckers on the side gotta hear this pain. A rage, yet I'm not in a cage. Free as a bird to fly about on stage. Ain't here for no button, just to say a little something. Your suckers don't like me cause they're all about nothing. However, I'm really fascinated with the letter. My all around performance gets better and better. My English drama comes down like a hammer. I write and produce myself just as bad. My hair like this, got no time for Jerry Curl. Attracting only women, got no time for little girls. Cause girls look so good, but their brain is not ready. I don't know, I'd rather talk to a woman cause her mind is so steady. So here we go. I'm not a musical maniac, a voice fanatic. I'm 50 made use of what was up in the attic. I've listened to these pussies back when I was a kid, but I bust more shots than they ever did. I mean, not the best of KRS, it's just affection. But how many times must I point you in the right direction? You need protection when I'm on the mic, because my mouth is like a 9mm with height. You're a king, I'm a teacher, you're a b-boy, I'm a scholar. If this was a class, well, it would go right after drama. The king flew crowns, the teachers stay intelligent. Talking big words on the mic is still irrelevant, especially when you're not college material. Wake up every morning, see your lucky charm cereal. You think I'm a rock star, the college degree. Black man, KRS. Deeper in the subject cause they get too bored. Just a shame to know some empties on the mic are fraud. Saying stuff like this to create a dish. But if you listen, what you listen? I am a musician. Rapping on the mic like this to me is fine. Cause if I really wanna battle, I will pull out a knife. You can see this got the rock and I am mentally blinded. In other words, we're both criminal minded.
I'll put
way. Criminal minded.
Your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Criminal Minded off one of my favorite hip hop albums. Since we celebrating Hip Hop Day, I'm gonna do my favorites. That's Criminal Minded off of one of my favorite albums, Criminal Minded. And of course, it's that time of the show where we talk about that thing that happens again and again and again and again. We don't know why. Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What happened again? Man. There's so much. Jersey City police caught on video kicking a man on fire. What happened was... New Jersey City officers were caught on video last weekend kicking an innocent man lit on fire at the police chase and shooting caused a fiery crash, igniting the man's clothing in the process. The man on fire was not the suspect pursued by officers, but a bystander. And, you know, they say it's not clear whether the officers in the video were aware of that at the time they approached him with the guns drawn. He's on the ground rolling, trying to put the fire out, and they are kicking him while he's rolling. And after delivering several blows to his head and torso and knocking the man to the ground, the officers drag him away from the vehicle and into the street. One of the bystanders, Eric Roberto, told NBC New York, they didn't help him. They just start kicking him and grabbing him. I don't think they treated him the right way, and that's not how you treat any human in this world. Now, Mayor Stephen Phillip of New Jersey come out and said that is unacceptable and will pursue termination plus criminal charges as appropriate. Now, we, of course, will follow this. I don't think it's going to happen, but that's just me because I, of course, believe in Groundhog Day. But let's revisit this for a second. They're chasing a suspect. They cause, and there's a shooting and a crash, and it ignited the clothing of a bystander. He's trying to put himself out, rolling on the ground like you're taught. Roll on the ground, try to put yourself out, but the officers ain't having none of that. They want to kick some ass. They're kicking the wrong dude's ass. I mean, I don't know. You can't get too much more bloodthirsty than that. When you're beating, and this is one of those things we talk about when we talk about Groundhog Day and the hate. The innocent guy is getting his ass kicked. Now, I'm going to take a guess. Now, I could be wrong, but I'm going to take a guess. He might have looked like a black man. He might have had a little skin pigmentation, but, you know, sometimes that could be skewed by fire. Fire can burn you and make your skin a little bit darker. So he may have started off a little bit lighter, but not trying to make a joke. I mean, but it's like he's on fire. He's already hurting. They don't care about that. They're like, hey, we're going to hurt you. On fire. Whew. Extra, extra special. And speaking of extra special, you know, because tonight has been we've been doing the triple threat thing, and I don't want to break precedent. There's another newly released eyewitness video. You know, those videos that are lies, obviously, because they show what happened. And as we know, videos don't tell the truth because they tell the truth. Anyway, Texas sheriff deputy applying a chokehold to a man who later died. Houston attorney Jack B. Carroll played the video for reporters on Monday. It shows off-duty Harris County deputy and her husband attempting to restrain 24-year-old John Hernandez outside the Denny's restaurant. Now, the video shows the husband choking homie. He's on top of him, choking him out. And the wife, who is actually a Harris County deputy, is on the ground next to him in the video, egging him on like, yeah, choke him out. I mean, she's laying there. She's helping. She's holding down his arm so he can't move and you know, and get himself free from being choked out. So she's aiding and abetting in his murder because, you know, and I mean, and the husband is a civilian. And what did Mr. Hernandez, what was his crime? What did he do? Well, the husband walked out and saw him peeing outside. So the husband confronted him about his behavior and started the altercation. That's it. He was peeing outside. You know, it's one of the things, like, you know, not really supposed to pee outside, but it's not an offense punishable by strangulation and death. I mean, at least I hadn't heard that, and I hadn't seen any. I mean, there's a whole bunch of cop shows on TV. I haven't seen that on Law & Order, CSI, any of the law shows. None of them have unearthed the law that said, hey, if you pee outside, there's a reasonable expectation that you will be choked out by the police. No, not even the police. The police, it's the policeman's husband. He's not a cop. And she's on the ground helping him, like, yeah, choke him out, holding the arm down so that the dude can't, and he dies. Yeah. Peeing. Oh. Of course, I would be remiss if I did not live up to my promise of the threesome. You know. You can't end in, so this would be like my triple. So it's like, it's a threesome for the threesome. Anyway, there's an official for an agency that manages foreclosed homes in Flint, Michigan. They resigned after recording surfaced in which he blames the Flint city's water crisis on N-words who don't pay their bills. Phil Stair, cracker ass cracker, Phil Stair, resigned as sales manager of the Genesee County Land Bank because he said, and as some of you know, if you don't know, Flint has messed up pipes. and water that has given its, a lot of its citizens, they're poisonous. He says, Detroit was charging all his customers for the cost. They weren't collecting from their residents. They weren't shutting the water off. They were letting bills go forever. But they were charging everybody else. They covered them. Well, Flint has the same problems as Detroit. Fucking N-words don't pay their bills. Believe me, I deal with them. I don't want to call them N-words. Shit, I have. Shit, I just went to Myrtle Beach, 24 guys, and I was the only white guy. I got friends. I mean, there's trash and there's people that do this. They just don't pay their bills. Well, Detroit didn't collect on their bills, so they charged everybody else. But Flint had to pay their bill to Detroit. That is what Cracker Ass Cracker Phil Stare, former sales manager of the Genesee County Land Bank, had to say. Now, not paying your bill has something to do with the faulty pipes. Groundhog Day. Can't blame who did it, which would be, you know, the white people in charge. You have to blame the victim. You know, it's sort of like the rape thing. You know, you always hear the rape. It's, you know, they were wearing something provocative, whatnot, and that's why it kind of happened. And that's this right here. Hey, you know, they didn't pay their bill. That's why the pipes was messed up. If they had paid their bill, the pipes wouldn't have been messed up. Had nothing to do with each other. But that's irrelevant, right? Yeah. Whew. Classic example. Groundhog Day. My Groundhog Day threesome. Ignorance at its finest. You don't pay your bill. That's why the pipes are bad. It's not a taxpayer thing. It's a water company is different from the people who do the pipes. But, hey, they've got 3 more years before they start working on the pipes anyway. You know, as we reported earlier, 2020, those rusted pipes will be taken care of. But it's them people's fault because they ain't pay their bill anyway. And on that note, I am Mr. F, the N-word, and this is another Smooth Drum production. I'm out. Happy birthday, hip-hop.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth. Drummer, smooth.